Blog Talk Radio.
I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips, because his God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty. So I just thank you for tuning in and listening to this message tonight, because it's going to take you to another level that you're going to see more success. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and the honor, all of you, Holy Spirit, and none of me. And I thank you right now, Father, for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to do in Jesus' mighty name. So I want to welcome all you wonderful people out there. You're blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, we're talking about have faith in God. And I'm really going to use a letter that I received from Kenneth Copeland last year, because I think it's appropriate for right now, because we're in 2015 and the word is out. It is our time to be blessed. Our blessings are starting to overflow. God is taking us to another level of prosperity. And you need to know this. But this is having faith. You, as you walk in faith, is going to help you to get there. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So what he said in the letter said, this is the time. It's not the time to quit. And I know you've been in place where it looks and feels like this is it. I can't go any further. Luke 18:1 says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That's Luke 18:1. The New Living Translation says, always pray and never give up. Well, answer is never. It's never time to stop praying. So it's never time to give up and surrender to the pressures. The final answer is have faith in God. So Jesus gave us that command in Mark 11:22. That means, as Christians, giving up is not an option. I can take one more step of faith. Since Jesus never quits and he always causes us to triumph, it's not over until I say it's over. So instead, I say, have faith in God. I say, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him do I trust. And let's look at John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. So I say, heart, mind, stop being troubled. Being troubled. I have faith in God and I have faith in Jesus. That's why Hebrews 12:1-3 says, wherefore seeing we also have comfort, compassion, about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So Jesus commanded us to pray and not to faint. He also ordered us to not let our hearts be troubled. How? By having faith in God. When you have faith in God, you don't have to be troubled in your heart. And faith in God, in Him, not here in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, is the way it's done. Get your eyes off the trouble. Get your eyes off the trouble and get them set, focused on God. Thinking about Jesus and what He has done for you is the only thing that will lift the weariness and strength. And it will strengthen you. It strengthens your mind so that it doesn't faint. Because if you start thinking and keep your mind on what you see, it will mess you up. So fix your mind on His stripes, what Jesus went through. By those stripes, you were healed. Look at them in your heart and your mind. Say, I have faith in His stripes, His name, Jesus. Acts 3:16 says, and His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him its perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Total restoration. It's in Acts 3:16. John, 1 John 3:23. And this is His commandment, that we shall believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And then Ephesians 3, starting at verse 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, of whom the whole heaven and earth was named. I have faith in that name, His blood, and Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death. The Amplified Version said, they didn't quit. So I want you to say, I have faith in His blood, His shed blood, His word, His word, His word. John 6:63 says, this is the spirit that quickens the flesh. That quickens the flesh profiteth nothing. What you see, it profits you nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Glory to God. Let's say it, come out of your mouth, speak it, speak out of your mouth. I have faith in His word. I have faith in His word. I have the mind of Christ. I was telling someone that today, say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. And I say, I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. Now say, by faith, I give myself to the stripes of Jesus. I give myself to your name. I yield spirit, soul, and body to your blood. I yield to your word. I yield my mind to your mind. I'm ready, sir. What's the next step? I will not be defeated, and I will not quit. And I want you to hear this these words and information, because it is extremely important now, because people have started businesses, people are in business, you have your gifts and your talents, and some of you have given up way ahead of time, and you should not have given up because you didn't see things happen the way you thought they should happen or as soon as they were supposed to happen. But what you must do is continue stay in the word, stay with the will, stay by, walk by faith and not by sight. Because faith is the substance, hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it right now, but through your faith. Because the word says, whatever I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and prosper. Whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. It did not say that everything's going to go on smoothly for you until you get to that point. No. Very often, and this is what has happened to too many people who've given up and quit. I felt like quitting. I have to keep encouraging myself to continue. Sometimes I have to talk to myself and force myself to bring these messages. You know, you want to give up and quit sometimes, you know, because you might have something else to do, or you might go, oh, well, no. You continue to do the work of the kingdom. God wants you successful. God wants you to have the best. He gave you the gift and talent and the life to do it. And it's up to you. And as you continue and walk by faith, you keep your eyes focused. Keep your focus. Because things that come in to try to distract you and make you think that it's not going to work, or some people might be around you and say, well, it didn't work for them. How do you think it's going to work for you? Because they probably didn't try hard enough. Or they probably didn't have the will to do it in the first place. Or it might not have been for them to do it. But as you follow the leading in the word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit and what he tells you to do and the gifts that he's given you, certain gifts. Everybody's different. But you can succeed, and that's what you should know. Because he said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. And you don't have to be discouraged. Just say, well, I'm going to continue. How many times did the things were invented? How many times did the person try and worked on? Do you see the end result? You don't see what these people have gone through. Just like you're listening to this message right now. You don't know how long it's taken these people to bring this to perfection. You don't know what they went through to get it to this point. They didn't just immediately say, oh, I'm Blog Talk Radio. I'm having that. And it came out perfect. They went through. It didn't happen all of a sudden. So think about it. You just continue in what you're doing. Continue in your gift. Continue in your business. Continue, I'll say, and also continue in your marriages. The same thing, the system, the same. Don't quit. And I don't know if the Holy Spirit just put on my spirit. My name is Ann Strickland. And I just want to thank you for listening. You can call me at 215-806-4879 or text me in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored.